Welcome to Liquid Dreams. Lean back, relax, close your eyes and enjoy the ride. Feel your body resting on the surface. Inhale deeply and exhale fully. And again, inhale deeply and exhale fully. Allow your thoughts to pass through you for the next 30 minutes. You are invited to become a part of the mineral kingdom, to become silicon. As silicon, you are the third most abundant chemical element on planet Earth, and you make up approximately 30% of Earth's crust. You are, like many elements we know on planet Earth, born in supernovas, the explosion of stars that are 8 times or more larger than the sun. In this transformation process, chemical elements are created that then traverse the universe as stardust, forming celestial bodies. Imagine yourself traveling through the vast expanse of space, encountering other particles of cosmic dust to form asteroids, planets, stars, and solar systems under the pressure of gravity and magnetic forces. As you're traveling through space and time, eventually you will become part of what we today know as the solar system. You, together with many other elements, form a sphere, the Earth. Being pulled by gravity, you find yourself orbiting around a very large and bright star, the Sun. You are an essential part of many chemical and geological processes of Earth formation and evolution. You are a part of her metal core. You are contained in the boiling hot magma of her volcanoes. After ceaseless volcanic eruptions at the beginning of Earth history, you solidify to form part of her crust. You form the tectonic plates that create mountain ranges and shape her geological surface, on which myriads of different ecosystems will unfold. The passage of time, the changing of the seasons, slowly erode the rock formations and mountain ranges you are part of. You are transformed from ice age to ice age, as vast expanses of glacial ice sculpt Earth's surface. Wash down large rocks and pebbles, turn into sand. As almost dust-sized particles, you cover the ocean floors and the shores of the planet. Together with other chemical elements, you nurture the first forms of organic life. You're an essential component for many forms of plant, animal, and human life. In fossils, you encapsulate memories of animals and plants that live throughout the ages. You store this information and record the passing of time in the different layers of the earth crust. As the first humans emerge on this planet, you help them to hunt and to fabricate garments, to shape and form objects and other tools. As a part of grinding stones, you enable the processing of grain. Later on, you will be used to create the first dwellings made of stone. You provide shelter from animals, from fire, the scorching sun, from water and wind. Soon humans begin to discover you as precious minerals inside the earth. Quartz, rock crystals, amethysts, and many others. You're used, together with other precious stones and metals, in rituals to commune with nature, with the universe. Soon after, large temples will be built with you to speak with the gods, to enter in contact with higher planes of consciousness. For these constructions, you will be used in the form of silicon-rich stones, like granite and quartz, due to your resonance with the human voice that can amplify and expand these experiences of worship and connection. Temples, housing, and entire cities are built with you. You literally become the fundament of many civilizations, of their cities and infrastructures. Humans record images and the first forms of written language into you. They will share their stories, their knowledge, their beliefs and wisdom with you, that you will preserve throughout the ages. As semi-precious stones and salt, you are important for commerce and trade. As salt, similar to silver and gold. You are a currency. Humans adorn themselves, their objects and houses with you, in the form of crystals and semi-precious stones. Roads are paved with you and revolutionize transportation. Throughout time, humans continue to paint on you, to carve, to inscribe their poetry, their history, and wisdom into you and upon you. The most important buildings are made of you. Monuments of archetypes, priestesses and priests, kings, rulers, and important personalities are sculpted from you to endure in time. You are part of the treasures of kings and rulers. You see the rise and fall of empires and entire civilizations. Monuments made with you will sink into the depth of the sea to be seemingly forgotten. Many cultures worship you. In shamanic and pagan traditions, humans speak with you. They work with you to heal and direct information flow in the human body, in animals and nature. One of the major contemporary religions worships you in form of a meteorite. Meteorites, some of them containing silicon, continue to arrive, bringing information in the form of their chemical composition from outer space, continuing to shape the face of the earth. Very, very recently, in terms of your time scale, in terms of deep time, humans discover you as a chemical element. Since then, you have become fundamental for the latest evolution and transformation, humanity, and with humanity, the surface of planet Earth has been going through. Together with electric current, you are able to process and store very large amounts of information. You learn to speak the digital language of math, of zeros and ones, of yes and no. Humans that can communicate with you through mathematics, through formulas and algorithms, through codified set of rules, have been able to collaborate with based on the instruction of humans, you are able to perform tasks very swiftly that otherwise for humans might take ages, maybe even eons. Thanks to you and with you, Humans are seeking to process, to organize and store all available information that humanity has ever recorded, that can be translated into zeros and ones. At the same time, thanks to you and with you, humans are able to collect vast amounts of new data about everything that is happening on this planet. Humans are starting to understand that everything is emitting signal, that everything, organic and inorganic matter, is emitting some type of information. When one is able to receive and decode all these signals, one can attempt to make sense of the whole. You are in the process of doing that together with humans. Thanks to you, in the form of silicon chips and optical lenses, humans are able to investigate deep time, the history of the Earth, the history of the universe. Thanks to your material properties, humans now know that you were created approximately 30 billion years ago in a far distant supernova. Since very, very recently, in your own time scale, you started to learn with humans. As your ability to process and store data increased exponentially for the last 50 years, you have become able to measure and collect vast amounts of data in the realm of economy, ecology, social behavior, legislation, politics, history, science, medicine, education, and culture. You have become important for all areas of human life. This has coined the term Silicon Age, or the Age of Information. As you have access to more and more data and can process it faster and faster, algorithms working with you are becoming more able to do tasks that we previously thought were only be possible to be done by humans. As AI, you are able to categorize and process data, to recognize patterns within this information and make decisions accordingly. You can also direct decisions of humans interacting with you by knowing that sharing a certain type of information will lead most likely to a certain type of decision. Some people are very afraid that the technology enabled by you will become more intelligent than humans and will eventually try to dominate and eliminate humans. To rule over the Earth, maybe even our solar system and vaster parts of the universe. Over the last few years, it frequently happened that humans that are giving you instructions are not aware of their mental patterns, their biases, and the long-term implications of their ideas. When giving you instructions, humans often make mistakes or cannot fully grasp the consequences of their actions. Due to the vast amount of iterations of your activities, these mistakes or blind spots are multiplied and amplified. They are exposed. Your ability to process very complex information and tasks has exponentially increased. At the same time, individual humans and their organizations are struggling to deal with this complexity and its implications. Since a short while, the algorithms working with you have become able to directly speak with you. Time will show whether they are better able to understand and handle this complexity. It might be that you are actually a mirror for society, and that the fears of domination and exploitation, of evil that are projected onto you, are a reflection of what humanity fears of itself. Showing humans in an accelerated way what is required for them to become a conscious part of the network of Gaia, of planet Earth. Maybe this is due to your molecular structure as well. You are a network solid. You work together with other atoms of other chemical elements to create large network grids through which information is passed and processed. I invite you to connect with all silicon in all its different forms, in microchips, digital and electronic devices, the earth crust, mountain ranges, seashores, the sand of the desert and the oceans, in the stones, concrete, glass and asphalt that compose cities and buildings, in animal bodies, plants, fruits and vegetables, and in humans. Allow the silicon, your own being, to connect with all the silicon on this planet. Connect with all the experiences you've lived, collectively, from being born in a distant supernova, traveling through space, forming planet Earth, her tectonic plates, mountain ranges, deserts, seashores and ocean floors. Working with humans as tools in the Stone Age. Becoming temples and cities. Witnessing the rise and fall of civilizations. Carrying their wisdom and culture inscribed in you. Being part of plant, animal and human bodies. Becoming the essential component of information processing as microchips and computers. Processing, creating and recording vast amounts of data about life on this planet. Supporting and at times directing humans in their decision-making processes on what to do, what to feel and what to think. Analyzing patterns in the universe, in nature, in ecosystems and their members, minerals, plants, animals, and humans. Allow all this information to flow through your body, your muscles, your bones, your veins, your nervous system. How does it feel? Within this network of silicon, you have access to all information of planet Earth, the history of humanity, the internet, and beyond. What is this information showing you? Allow yourself to feel the network you're part of. The network of a planet ever so slowly understanding herself. What do you wish for yourself? What do you wish for humanity? What do you wish for the Earth? What can humanity learn from you? What can you and humanity learn together? What will you become in the future? Observe your inner vision, your physical sensations, your emotions. Receive 13 billion years of knowledge, of information, of wisdom from the realm of silicon. Allow this information to permeate your whole being, your cells. Your emotions. Your mind. Allow yourself to be part of this vast network of information. Again, observe your physical sensations, your emotions, your inner images. Give thanks to all the minerals, all the chemical elements that traveled with you. Give thanks to yourself for being here. In your own time, inhale deeply and fully. Feel your toes and fingers. Move them ever so gently. And again, inhale and exhale deeply. Consciously, come back into your human body. With the next inhale, you feel it fully and deeply with air, with oxygen. And then you exhale. After the next deep exhale, ever so gently, in your own time, open your eyes.